Zendaya like you've never seen her before. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Warning, things are about to get intense. Like when you stare into the eyes of someone that you really like for a full minute straight without blinking. Intense! Intense heat! Lasting plump! From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York. Formulated with chili pepper! Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts. Available in 8 sizzling shades. Honestly, my favorite is hot honey and cocoa zing. I put it on my lips and honestly, it did sizzle them. It sizzled them right to the moon. They were plump and juicy and everyone was like, Nicole, can I? And I'm like, get in line. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time. Why Won't You Date Me, a podcast where me, Nicole Byer, tries to figure out how I'm still single, even though if I ask you for marshmallow sauce and you come all over my ice cream, I would still date you. My guest today...
So gross.
My guest... So nasty. My God. Also, how much cum does this person have? My guest today is a comedian, actor, former host of E's What the Fashion. He co-hosts the podcast Glitter and Garbage. It's Justin Martindale.
Oh man, what an intro. I never thought I'd spend my Saturday morning with someone asking me how much cum do I have.
Well, Justin, how much cum do you have?
I mean, during these unprecedented times, I couldn't even tell you. It is so good to see you, honey. I love you.
I love you. It's so nice to see you. Okay, listen. Mm-hmm. I got vaccinated back in April. I was like, great, more people will do it. It's going to be good. We're going to have a summer. We're all going to be fucking.
Oh, yes.
Sucking. And licking. Mm. And like, you fucking stick your toes in my pussy. Like, are going to get fucking freaky. Mm-hmm. It has not happened.
Yeah.
Nobody's getting fucking freaky. Nobody's hitting me up on the fucking apps. This is the driest fucking summer I have had.
I know. I know this because I watch you and I pay attention to you online. You've literally gone on like television shows and been like,
yes,
I want to have sex. And they're like, oh, Nicole Byer, everyone. She's in town for the weekend performing it. You know, I've had some moments. Am I proud? Not really. Have I been grateful that I haven't gotten the Lambda Phi Epsilon variant? Yes, of course.
I mean, it's so wild. Corona is COVID, and then all of a sudden we got the Gamma Alpha Delta. We got the whole fucking fraternity row being passed around the fucking country. Like, what is going the fuck on? And then I truly thought I saw an article that was like, we got Delta Plus. And I was like, what? More comfort when you die? What do you mean we got Delta Plus?
I know. Is there more leg room in my casket? That's what makes me laugh, because I remember being at the show. It was the same show that you were at, and you were like, Justin, this is the first time that I've done stand-up since the pandemic. And we were actually talking about like, oh, this summer we're gonna get dirty and we're gonna get filthy.
Yes. And it's not happening. So I went to Houston in July, fucked somebody there, which was nice. So like my first show, I was like So my opener is my friend Christy Cello, and she started flirting with this man in the audience. I think his name is like Marcus or Martitius, something. I don't know. And she was flirting with him and he was flirting back. And then I got on stage and I was like, where's Martitius? Or whatever the fuck his name was. And I was like, you're single, right? And the man literally hid under the table. And I was like, this is, you may think it's funny, but like, wow, what a full blown rejection. Just like in fucking public.
But then the next show. Underneath the table.
Fully, like, body moved so fast to fucking curve me. And I was like, this is not it. So then the next show, I was like, I think I may have talked about this on an episode. I don't know, whatever. But the next show, I was like, well, I got curved real hard, but are there any straight men who will fuck me? Or I don't, a man who will fuck me. You don't got to be straight.
Yeah, yeah,
This man was like, I'll do it. And I said, great. Did some crowd work for like 10 minutes. Honestly, one of the best shows I've ever done. No, it's safe with those 200 people who were there. Mm-hmm. But then we ended up fucking, and I was like, yes, the summer is starting off right. Mm-hmm. And I was in Portland.
Yeah.
I was like, who will fuck me here? Dead silence almost every show, to the point where the last two shows, I didn't ask it because I was like, I can't take it no more. That's not nice. But I was like, a Portland, like, liberal, fun town that I love being in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and nobody's gonna fuck me. And I was staying in this like bomb ass fucking Airbnb with the pool. And I was like, nobody was coming back to this fucking Airbnb and slam me in the fucking pool, fuck me right off the diving board.
Like full on showgirls pool scene where she's just like,
just shaking around.
See, I'm the same way. I was in Phoenix last weekend. And it's so funny because, like, you know, I'm putting my toes in the water in the pool at your Airbnb. So I put on my app notifications like, hey, there's a new girl in town, you know?
Mm-hmm. And
in LA, I'm like a 4.
Oh,
like it's no. Just, well, I'm like a gay. Okay. I'll say like I'm a gay 6.
No.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like no, nothing. Crickets. Crickets.
Okay.
Crickets on the apps.
Okay.
I go to fucking Phoenix. I step off the airplane. Like my phone is smoking. It's like, what's happening? I'm a Phoenix 11. Okay.
Oh my God. I mean, I thought I'd be like a Portland fucking 10.
Yeah.
Because you see such like mixed match couples. You see like a fucking, I mean, I don't, God. People get mad at me if I talk about how ugly people are. But you see a fucking ugly ass Sasquatch looking bitch with this like goddess of a man or this goddess of a woman with this like hairy fucking toad. And I'm like, yeah, Portland is the kingdom of mixed match couples. I was like, I should fucking thrive here. I clean up so well. I am stunning when I am fully fucking made up. I'm stunning, not made up, but like it's like otherworldly when I'm all done up.
Oh yeah.
But like nobody fucking bit. I was so mad.
But also, how many of those people are auditioning for 90 Day Fiancé? Let's be real.
I don't know. Who knows? Do you watch 90 Day?
No, but I'm getting into it because like I've seen the only people that I know about on 90 Day Fiancé are Muhammad and Danielle. That's all I know. And I'm like,
Muhammad.
Okay, that's all
so
I know.
I want my 6 Muhammad. She is iconic. She only blossoms into her full manifestation in later seasons. She's on 90 Day, The Single Life, and she's fucking incredible on it.
Good, good.
I mean, sometimes I think about, like, people will sometimes tweet at me. They're like, you should do a dating show, da 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 da. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. But also I'm like, maybe that's what I need to do to, like, have a man. I don't know.
Maybe we do, like, a version of, like, comics and or what is it, the comedians in cars?
Comedians in cars getting coffee with.
Yeah, comedians on dates. Has that been done?
Comedians on dates who will fuck Nicole. I mean,
dot dot dot. Who will fuck Nicole?
I'm just so horny.
I know.
But I've said it on the podcast. I know I've said this at least. So I saw the psychic, and by saw, called him, talked on the phone. He said, July, I would find somebody. I fucked somebody in July. So I'm like, great. We're manifesting shit. We're manifesting, man. Although they did say I have a spicy summer. That's not happening. But they said I would meet somebody or somebody would come back into my life. My person is coming at the end of the year. I'm manifesting this. I fucking want this.
You're going to get it.
I want it.
I talked to my friend. My friend is an astrologer. We had him on my podcast. His name is Kyle Thomas. So hit him up. He will give you a full-on chart reading. He was like, Justin, you're going to be dating somebody in November. And I'm like, oh, I love a fall romance.
Yes, come on. You can scoop leaves together and carve a turkey.
Yes, yes. We could like we could put glory holes in our pumpkins together, you know?
I mean, that is such a like non-traditional glory hole.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the joy of a glory hole is not seeing the face. With like, you'd have to stack so many pumpkins to not see a face.
That's true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Or you dress them up like a scarecrow.
You could.
And then you have the pumpkin in your lap.
Yes, you could actually. You could definitely do that.
Yeah. I've never thought about this before, obviously.
No, I like working out the pumpkin glory here. Yeah.
Pumpkin glory here.
Ooh, come to the pumpkin glory here. Happy Halloween to pumpkin glory here.
Talk about boo. Yeah.
Truly. Oh my goodness. I just keep thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Like,
when I get to fuck somebody
mm-hmm.
that like A, I like,
mm-hmm.
B, who likes me back.
Right. Isn't
C,
that weird?
Has the appendages that I want and need and I'm like yearning for.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be magical, mm-hmm. Justin. And I cannot wait. So what are you looking for? And a gentleman. Oh wait, did you fuck in Phoenix? I didn't ask you. I didn't follow up. So you're an 11 in Phoenix. Did you fuck?
No.
Okay. Did you hook up?
Meh.
Okay. Fair. That's a fair answer.
Yeah, it was like, you know,
fair.
A cute married couple.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. You love to see it. You love to hear about it. Yeah, I just like, I set my Tinder to like the location I was going to before I went when I went to Tacoma, and it just like didn't fucking work out. So I was like, I will never put that much effort into trying to hook up again. If it happens, it fucking happens.
Yes. Stop with that. That's the first thing. You let it come to you. Stop. You can't, you know, it's like, what's the point? You're going to leave the town, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're doing the job and you're leaving. That's it.
Yeah. How has touring been for you? Isn't it wild to leave LA and be like,
dude,
oh, the virus doesn't exist anywhere else.
Let me tell you, Nicole. So this was the first time that I actually got on a plane. Everything that I've done has mm-hmm. been local, like California, you know, Palm Springs, LA, a little outside of LA. This was the first time that I got on a plane. Now, I am obsessed with people who get taped to their seats. You know what I'm talking about? It just happened.
Okay, listen. I was like, is he single? Because he said his family has a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his grandpa. And I was like, oh, he's still living. So that means he'll die soon. He'll get some more money.
Uh-huh.
If you don't know what we're talking about, there's this incredible video of this man. Shit, I wish I could remember his name. It's like something Barry was screaming. He went to the bathroom, came back, took his shirt off. They helped him find another shirt, screaming. Like he like touched some titties.
Mm-hmm.
He punched the male flight attendant. So they duct taped him. Duct taped this man to the seat.
And that's not the first one. There was a woman in North Carolina, the same thing. They had to tape her ass down.
Wait, really?
Oh, yes. Girl, this is like not an isolated incident. Like there are lesbians taking duct tape on their carry-ons. Like it is like
Wait, what is happening with people?
I know. So I'm on this plane and, you know, I'm 6'4". I'm 200.
Oh, I'm sorry. His name is Maxwell Berry.
Oh, of course it is.
Maxwell Berry.
So I am on this plane and I'm looking around and I've seen all these videos of people acting fools.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, if somebody acts a fool on this plane, what do I do? And so, you know, I do this in my stand-up recently where it's like, you know, if someone looks at me and they see me as a tall, big guy and they're like, sir, help us. We need your help. I'm going to pull the full gay card and be like, I have highlights. I am so sorry. This is your journey. You've asked for this. I will tell mm-hmm. your story. But I'm telling the woman next to me in Comfort Plus, which is also a Delta variant.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, yeah, if anything happens, you know, I will step up to the plate and I will subdue that person. This woman looks at me in the face and she goes, how do you know it's not me? And I'm like, oh, what? And I
She's iconic. She's a legend.
Yeah.
She is truly it. That's what a treat. What a treat to have that as your seatmate. My God.
And she was delightful. And so I look at her without a beat and I go, well, then I'm going to sit on your face and not in a good way. Mm. And she starts laughing. Mm. And she was delightful. She's like, are you vaccinated? And I go, no. And she's like, huh? And I'm like, I'm kidding. Yes, please. Like, mm-hmm. She was a delight. And everything was smooth. But I am obsessed with people acting fools on planes. Now,
I wish a bitch would on my flight. Right? I wish a bitch would.
Yes.
I would truly be like, I will fucking handle this. I'd be like, nobody has fucking time for this. Uh-huh. I am so sorry. You don't have a hobby that when you land that you can go back to, that your hobby is disrupting people's fucking lives, but you will shut the fuck up because I'm too fucking busy for us to turn around and go back to a fucking gate or emergency land somewhere. I have things to fucking do.
Yeah.
And you want to pay me money?
You are not grounding the plane.
I love fighting with people, and I wish a bitch would. Uh-huh. And I've gotten to fights with people. There's this one woman who called me like little girl when I was in Florida. And then she like got in the elevator and like went up, and I was walking towards the elevator with my hand out. And my friend Nick was like, what were you going to do? And I was like, drag her out of the elevator. If the doors hadn't closed, yeah. My hand was out to grab her hair and pull her down, yep. And drag her out. And he was like, Nicole, yeah. Dios mios, that's what's up.
Yeah. I think we've been so pinned up for so long that we're in this like, oh, I wish a bitch would. Like I'm watching fucking people fighting at a Wendy's. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
Is that where we're at?
Yeah. I'll fuck somebody the fuck up.
Yeah. Get your nuggets and go.
Get your nuggets and fucking get the fuck up at a Wendy's.
So I'm watching these like plane videos and I'm like, oh, for sure we're going to fight if somebody's acting a fool. But the shows, back to your question, shows were great. However, was I a little nervous? We didn't do meet and greets.
Oh, yeah, no.
No meet and greets. I was actually with Fortune Feimster. We had a blast. And
I fucking love Fortune.
She's the best.
Was her girlfriend there or now wife? I believe they got married. Uh-huh.
Jax was there, yeah.
Love Jax. Like, they're like two of the sweetest, nicest people I've ever met.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it seems genuine. Like, I don't think they go home and they're different. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. And it'd be weird if they did.
Yeah.
Like if they got in the car and they're like, got him. Fooled him.
Got him. We were so nice. And now we'll kill babies.
Yeah, exactly.
So you were in Phoenix with Fortune?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Were you doing like a theater? Yeah, right? She does theaters now.
Yeah, we did stand-up live and then we did the Tempe improv.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I like the Tempe improv. Wait, stand-up live is in that's in Phoenix.
Yeah, it's in downtown Phoenix, yeah.
I don't think I've been there yet.
It's cute.
Were the shows fun?
They were so much fun. You know, however, it was like just a normal day. No one had a mask on. It was hot as balls. And, you know, near the end of the trip, like I woke up and I had a tickle in my throat. And I was like, God damn it. And so the first thing I did when I got back was COVID test.
Mm-hmm.
Negative. She is a negative queen. Fortune's negative. Jax is negative.
Oh, negative. You're like of the minority. People aren't doing that elsewhere.
No,
like I feel like here we're all being like rather responsible. It's like I have a little tickle. Let me get a COVID test. I lost my fucking mind. So like I was driving with my top down. I was like pretty maskless outside until I was near people. I have horrific allergies that I didn't have last year.
Uh-huh.
So out of sight, out of fucking mind. So I was like, we're living, honey. And then the good Lord said, bitch.
Oh, no.
No. And my allergies were really, like, I had this awful cough, sniffling, sneezing. And I, like, every time I got close to you, I was like, I will disclose, I don't have COVID. I have taken, like, 8 tests this week because I couldn't go to work if, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right, right, right.
And everyone's just being extra careful. So every time I went for a fitting or whatever, I had to get tested. And I was like, I have allergies. I'm really sorry. And they're like, okay. But it's also, I feel insane all the time. But now I'm like, oh, okay. I think I have to continue wearing this mask.
Yeah.
It was nice last year not having allergies.
Oh my God. Remember allergies like before the pandemic? Yeah. Now you're just like, you sneeze and everyone looks at you and like shames you.
Truly.
And you're like, I'm so sorry.
Just, yeah.
I hear someone cough in a Trader Joe's and I'm like, well, this is it. This is how I die.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
At least in LA, I feel like everyone's like that. Truly. And when I was in Cleveland, nobody gave a shit if you coughed at all.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably like just melt and die. And they'd be like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she got too hot.
Have you gone to any clubs, like bars or anything?
Yeah, so I went to Pre-Saint.
I love Pre-Saint.
I like Pre-Saint. I had never been, which is like wild for me. But I went because my friend Meatball was hosting a party. I think it was like Bear Barracuda or something. It was a bear party. Uh-huh. It was fun until this man was screaming in my face. And I was like, you are COVID. Stop fucking spitting and screaming in my face. So then I kept turning my fucking head fully so he could only spit in my fucking ear canal. And then I was looking around and I was just like, some like sweaty fucking dudes tweaking out. And I was just like, I don't think I can be here. Right. This was like 2-3 weeks ago. I was like, I think I have to go.
Yeah.
But then we ended up just like hanging in the dressing room. And then I felt good because everybody in there was like vaccinated and not breathing and screaming in my face. But honestly, that was like the first time I'd been around like a ton of people. And I was like, I don't know.
I know.
I don't know about this.
I've done that moment too where I've caught myself where I'm like, oh, I'm in public. Without a mask off. I went to Mickey's like I wound up at Mickey's one night where it was just like I had some friends in town from New York. We went to High Tops and they were like, oh, let's check out Mickey's, and we went to Mickey's and I was like, oh, this is awesome. And then I'm like, oh, I'm in here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it is a lot. Uh-huh. It is a lot. I think I'm gonna be the nerd who wears a mask a lot. I think that's just who I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
And then you can scream in my face all you want. And I just have a little bit of a barrier. But like when I tell you this man, just droplets, like in slow motion, huge. We're like, splash.
Like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids droplets. Like,
yes, very that. I haven't thought about that in forever.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What a great movie.
Like when the sprinklers come on and it's like,
yes, yes. That's what was happening to me. Real quick, we got to take a break.
Sure.
Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Shift gears in your wardrobe without a complete and expensive overhaul. Dressy stuff, trendy going out clothes, casual tops and premium jeans, sweaters, outerwear, vacation fits, you name it. For just $98 a month, you get a choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing, fast, free shipping and returns, and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility, plus the option to buy what you love. I like Nuuly a lot because sometimes I don't want to like own a sparkly thing because I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to wear it more than once. Also, I have a ton of sparkly things. And Nuuly is very good at like having a sparkly thing that I'll wear once and then I can send it right back. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DATEME20. Just go to Nuuly.com, Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code DATEME20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code DATEME20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Wow! Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And we're back. We're back. Yeah, bye, boo boo. Okay, just to like shift gears a little bit, Justin, do you have like a type? Like, do you have somebody that you're like trying to end up with?
Well, I have until November, my astrologer said.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's manifest. Let's do that. Yeah. Okay. Who's coming in November?
I don't know. I'm very like, I do have a type. Justine Marino makes fun of me a lot because of my type. I have a type. I love a spicy Latino.
Okay.
I like a hairy. Like I love a bailamos, like a.
What about a bland Latino? They gotta be spicy.
Is there such thing? No.
Yes, of course. A very boring Latino man.
A bland Latino. A very mild salsa. That's what you're saying.
Yum, yum, yum.
At the end of the day, I love a person who's not a sociopath.
Sure.
I'm very attracted to sociopaths.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's like issues. I feel like when you're attracted to people that you're like, oh, fuck, this is not good again.
Yeah.
I feel like it stems from like shit you saw in your childhood that you were like, oh, I've been told this was normal. So then you become an adult. You're like, that's not normal. But you keep falling into the same patterns because it's like, my parents didn't heal themselves from their trauma from their parents.
Right, right, right.
And now I have to like break the cycle. It's like, that's a lot of pressure. Yeah, I have like daddy issues where I'm like, I'm seeking validation from men who don't seem to be interested or like me, but like I want them to, and I'm gonna work really hard and change their mind.
Yes.
That's a fun thing to work through.
You're broken, I can fix you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mine's interesting because it's like I feel like I have guys that are like attracted to me, and then they're like, so what do you do? And I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. And they're like, I think saying that, I need to start saying like I'm an accountant, or like I work in sales, something like that.
I mean, yeah, because it is hard to be like, I'm a comedian, and if somebody's like not chill or cool, they're just like, oh, make me laugh.
There's that, or I hate this when they're like, so are you going to talk about me on stage? And I'm like, probably.
I haven't had anyone say that.
Really?
No. I had one date where he was like, please don't talk about this on stage. And I was like, you were so poorly behaved. I absolutely will.
Yeah. You have no table manners. I will be drawing this to people's attention.
But I dated a dude for a couple months, and like, I don't know, like our third date in, he was like, so you do podcasts? And I was like, yeah. And I told him what they were. And I was like, I have one called Why Won't You Date Me? And I was like, but I wouldn't talk about you on it. And if I did, I would just like ask you if it was okay. And he was like, huh. He truly was just like, oh, whatever. And I was like, oh, great. I've overthought this. So I've just like learned to just be like, I don't know. If somebody asks, I'll explain my whole process, which is I don't talk about anybody I'm currently dating. Mm-hmm. And I don't talk about them. It like close at all to like when we stopped dating. So like when people, like when episodes come out, when I'm talking about somebody, it's been like months, 6, 7, 8 months, maybe a year since we've been like together. You know, you just try to be nice and keep everything anonymous and stuff.
Oh, and I have a running theme right now of just being straight up catfished.
Really?
Oh, girl. I attract the big ones. Like, I'm one of those people in like the Ozarks who catch these giant fish with their hands. That's me.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Like, I'm a noodling queen.
Who's the last person who catfished you?
I couldn't tell you because I don't know if they're real or not.
Yeah, I see. Wait, how do you know you're being catfished?
Oh, I have the best catfishing story. So this happened during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, I mean, gorgeous, 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 gorgeous. He was a cop. He had tattoos. He worked in Beverly. Oh, yeah.
He needs to be defunded.
Yeah, he works in Beverly Hills, but his uniform said NYPD.
What?
Oh, yes. So I knew I was being catfished. I was just playing along. I know. Yeah.
Oh, because this is part of the catfish. I see.
Yes. This is the catfish experiment.
You himself in a cop uniform that says NYPD, but he works in Beverly Hills.
Allegedly.
I was so confused. Yeah, I was like, Justin, that's not how the police work. But I get it. Okay. I'm on board.
So it got to the point where he was like, oh, I'm patrolling tonight. And I'm like, oh yeah, send me a picture. And he'd send me a picture with him and his friend. And I'm like, wait, are you allowed to like take selfies in uniform and send them to dudes? So then it got to the point where he was like, yeah, I've got to do this special operations mission in Dubai. And I'm like, yeah, that tracks. Beverly Hills Police Department doing secret ops in Dubai. Okay, I'm listening. So he goes to Dubai. He's telling me, you know, I'm like, when's your birthday? He's like, Christmas. And I'm like Christmas Day? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And he's like, he's also an orphan. Oh, I love a Christmas orphan. You know me. So he's like, I'm in Dubai. I'm on a hike one day. He texts me. He's on WhatsApp, by the way, which is shady as fuck. No one uses WhatsApp. So I'm already like playing along with this. And so he texts me. He's like, hey, babe. And I'm like, babe, what?
Babe, we've moved up. Okay.
Here's what's happening. I lost my wallet at dinner. So he's like, I was at dinner. I lost my wallet. I have no money. And I'm like, well, can you ask your fellow special ops guys for some cash? And he's like, yeah, I just, you know, can you help me out? And I'm like, no. And he's like, really? I thought you were different. And I'm like, bitch, I don't even know you. I was like, get out of here.
Wait, how much money did he ask you for?
He didn't. There was not like a special amount. It was just, I was just like, are you asking me for money, dude? And he's like, yeah. And I go, you do know how this looks, right? He was like, wow, I thought you were special. I thought you cared about me. And I'm like, oh, so now, wow. Okay, yes. Give me the blame. Shame me, bitch. Shame me.
Nobody's ever asked me for money.
Well, I sent him my life savings. So that's where, no, I didn't give him a damn dollar. But that's the thing. It's like, I get these guys who are just like, hey, I'm so-and-so, send me a pic. And I'm like, beat it.
I honestly might send somebody money. I might do it. I might be like, okay, how much do you want? Like $20? Okay,
$20.
Okay, see you take never. Venmo? Bye-bye. I'll Venmo you. Tee-hee-hee. Yeah, I don't, that like fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. But wait, I like to ask comedians this. Sure. Do you have chuckle fuckers? Do you ever like do a show and have somebody be like, oh my God. Men always have chuckle. I mean,
all the time.
I did have a chuckle fucker in Houston, which was very nice. It was my first one. Hopefully I'll have many more. So all the time.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. First of all, thank you for saying the correct term, chuckle fuckers.
Yeah.
Because it is a thing. It is a thing. In the comedy community, we call them chuckle fuckers. Like these are people who go out of their way to get in with the comedian. It's been a little more so because I've taken some notes from Matteo Lane, and I have perfected the art of thirst trapping, have put my foot in the door of like the art of thirst. So I've been working out since November of last year, just like really like sticking to it.
Getting the body snatched, baby.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I get up on stage and like people are like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And especially like gay boys are just like, oh, okay. Oh, he's funny and he's got tits. All right. And it, you know. So it has been pretty funny where it's like, or if I do a podcast that's like on YouTube or whatever, like people, they're like, oh, you're hot and funny. What a combo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I have had a good fair share of chuckle fuckers. I also get a lot of straight guys too.
Who want to hook up?
I don't know. I think they're just like kind of curious, I guess, you know?
Oh,
I feel like,
interesting.
I feel like everybody's a little more kind of open and fluid these days where it's just kind of, it's not so like, oh, I'm straight. I'm 100% straight. I feel like people, especially like, because I perform mainly in front of straight audiences, you know, like, you know, the Joe Rogan crowd or the Bill Burr crowd or the, you know, those guys, Sebastian, like Eliza, Whitney, you know, those guys. And so when people see me, they're like, oh, he's gay. But like, I'm kind of into it, you know? So I'll get like I've had some guys come up to me and they're like, hey, me and my wife are staying across the street at the Mondrian. Do you want to like, ooh. And I'm like, ew, no. Ooh. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Bi curious Benny and his wife Susan are trying to fuck.
It's kind of hot though. Or they come up and they're like, hey man, really good setup there. And you're like, oh, I am listening, daddy. Like,
I love this for you. What a treat.
I know. Do you get chuckle fuckers?
Truly, the one. I've been doing comedy for almost a decade, and I've only had one chuckle fucker.
When is your birthday?
August 29th.
Coming up.
Same day as Michael Jackson.
Oh.
Wait, this airs in, when does this air, Mars?
September.
September 3rd.
September 3rd, yeah.
Okay. So my birthday has already happened. It just happened.
She's in the future.
Yes. August 29th. Yeah, that's my birthday. She's a Virgo.
Virgo, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm like, you have to hit up my friend Kyle Thomas for astrology. He'll give you a whole reading.
Okay, I'll write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Thomas.
Tell him I sent you. I'll DM you his Instagram. And he'll give you a whole reading. It's really, truly fascinating. Like, I'm not a big, like, astrology person, but, like, he was saying some stuff, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this reads. Okay, I'm into it.
Interesting. I've been pulling tarot cards. I found this tarot deck that I really like, bought a book, and I call it, like, I pull my cards every couple days, and they keep being like, be patient, and I'm like, this is annoying. I really hate that I keep pulling cards that are like, it will come. Just like, don't worry. And I'm like, but that's all I want to do is fucking worry because my pussy is quivering, looking for something to fill it. I just want it filled.
And it's also the worst when a card tells you to be patient. You're like, you're a card. You're a card.
Yes.
Give me something.
It's like, fuck you. Oh my God. I got so annoyed. This woman who came to one of my shows tweeted at me. I'm like truly changing the subject.
She was like,
I loved your show. It was so funny, but I knew 80% of the jokes because I listened to your podcast. And I was like, you stupid fucking bitch. You haven't heard them in a way where I presented them as jokes. You've heard conversations where a nugget of a joke has started. And then I go, oh, that should be made into something that is a joke that I can tell again.
Yes.
You fucking bitch.
Podcasting is also workshopping.
Like, yes.
Yes.
She made me so angry. I was like, I fucking hate you. And I hope she listens to this.
Yes.
And don't fucking, like, nobody needs shit like that.
No.
Also, how much content do you think I could come up with that I'm not going to go over the same fucking themes over and over again? I tell the same stories over and over again, and I constantly am apologizing for it.
Oh,
but
girl.
I've only lived so much of a life.
Oh, girl. It's such a thing where it's
I hate her.
People are so, like, it blows my mind how people take time out of their fucking day to be like, I've got something to say about you. And you're just like, cool.
Yes. I say this all the time. It should be illegal to say anything in a comment other than I liked it.
Yeah.
Or you're wonderful.
Yeah.
Or you're pretty.
Yeah.
Don't fucking tell me you've heard 80% of my fuck. Then don't ever watch a single thing I ever do again. Don't listen to another thing that I could do.
Yeah.
I've like overtaught my audiences a little. Because a lot of my crowds listen to the podcast, which I'm very thankful for.
Uh-huh.
And I spent a good year complaining that people scream nailed it at me. And it was annoying until John Cena was just like, because I co-host Wipeout with him. He was like, Nicole, they're just trying to connect with you. And I was like, oh, my God.
John Cena.
Yes. Now it doesn't bother me because I'm truly like, yeah, that's what they know. But they don't know my personal life.
Yeah.
And I just also, now it's like numb. I like really don't hear it anymore. But I'm like, yeah, Neil, if you need to scream it at me, that's fine. It's like, it's 10 seconds out of my day. But like, I was trying to do crowd work and like people wouldn't talk back to me. And I was like,
oh, because they're scared. Yes.
They're like, she's going to talk about me.
Yeah.
She's going to talk about me later. She's going to get mad at me. It's been fun. But I think I was just like burnt.
Yeah.
Because I had been like working and touring and touring and touring and working and touring. And I was burnt. What were you saying? Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, speaking of John Cena, I watched Suicide Squad. John Cena's got a good bulge. I'm not going to lie.
He's a very kind man.
Yeah, but he also has a really nice bulge.
I'll leave that for you to say.
It hangs to the left. I paused it. Yeah, it's a good bulge.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I'm not touching that.
Yeah, no, he could definitely be my peacemaker for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is something that you can say, and I'm just going to nod my head and say, okay. Okay, let's take another little break. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, so your social battery right now, is it drained? Is it bursting with energy? Like, what's going on? And, like, why is it at these levels? Maybe it's not enough boundaries. Maybe you're less social, at this time of the year. And it's easy to ignore these things and spreading ourselves too thin, especially with social gatherings and stuff. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's important because finding a therapist is a little bit like dating. You're not going to click with everybody. So if you don't think they're for you, don't give up. Just try again. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel, the science-based language learning app that actually works. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Guess what? I love to travel. And honestly, traveling is better when you can speak the local language. So, ordering food, asking for directions, or just saying, me encanta Poppy. I think I said, I love you, daddy. Anyway, people just treat you better when you speak their language. Plus, it's nice not having to consult language apps while on vacation because I'm having fun in the sun. Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only from the listeners at Babbel.com/dateme. Get 55% off at Babbel.com/dateme. Spelled BABBEL.com/dateme. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And we are back from the little break.
Here's what's happening. You said you're burnt, right?
Yeah.
You're burnt. That's good. Because you know what happens when you get burnt?
What?
You heal.
Yeah, and I've healed. I've like truly found the joy in doing stand-up again. Mm-hmm. Like I've been having the most fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Like just like being loose and then being like, oh, if I don't do that joke, who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares?
I'll do this one instead. Maybe I'll do a little bit of crowd work and talk to you people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've just been really having a nice time. And like in most cities... Well, one city, Portland, they were like masked unless they were eating. Houston was fully unmasked. Like, nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Tacoma, I can't remember. But I was like, in all those situations, I was like far enough away from the audience that like I felt okay. Except in Portland, there was this one man who kept his mask off the whole time, but he didn't laugh. So I was like, I'm safe.
I know. I mean, that's something that I didn't even think about was like everyone was unmasked and they're just like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, they're pushing their airborne particles at you while your mouth is open, telling them something fun. It is honestly the definition of an exchange of airborne particles.
It's so funny because when I got back to LA, the first thing I did, I went and got a COVID test and the doctor came in full on like outbreak shield hazmat suit. Like, and he was like, so why are you in here? And I was like, oh, I was working and, you know, I just wanted to make sure I'm okay. And he's like, well, where were you? And I'm like, Arizona. And he's like, what? And he's like, were you indoors? And I'm like, yep, masks off. Sure was. And he was like, were you flying? I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, you know, you're high risk, right? And I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I'm here. And he was like, it's almost like he was like mad at me. He's like, why were you doing that? And I'm like, because that's my job. I'm sorry.
Because like, I have to fly around the country to do tee hee hees and ha ha ha's.
I've got to pay my bills.
Yeah. I mean, truly, it's wild. It's like, yeah, you have to get out there and you have to fucking do it. Boy. But yeah, I've just been like, I wear two masks on a plane and I'm not shielding anymore. I have my glasses and I'm like, that'll be good enough. I also sleep with a hoodie on my face. So like, I think I'm doing all right.
Oh, you can sleep on a plane?
Yeah, I put my hoodie on my face.
Oh, I can't sleep on a plane.
So it's like completely black. Why can't? Why?
I can't. My eyes will not shut. And my neck will, like, I'm a big guy. So it's like, I wish I could.
And I'm smaller than I thought I was. Yeah. I'm only 5'5". Thought I was 5'7" for my whole adult life. Got to 30... What, how old am I? 62?
Yeah.
I got to 62 years old and found out that I was 5'5".
Last week, I found out I'm an Aries. This whole time, I thought I was a Pisces. And no, I was born...
really?
Yes!
How many days difference?
Well, I'm the cusp, so I'm March 20th.
Oh.
But Kyle did my chart, and you have to get your birth time. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, yeah, you were born 6 minutes into Aries.
Oh, wow. Did this like change your whole world? Was your world rocked, baby?
Yes. I'm like, oh, this whole time I've been a fire sign. I've been like, you know, Siri, play. Yeah, I'm like, Siri, play Alicia Keys. This girl is on fire.
Do, do. Oh boy. Where is Alicia Keys? I think she's a fabulous singer and I'd like to see more of her.
I would too. I need that. I need Alicia Keys and I need a good, once Britney Spears is freed, I need a revenge album.
Oh, see, that would be nice.
I want a Britney Spears revenge album.
I just want the best for her. I think her dad is bad.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like so wild to me.
Yeah, it's a whole trip. I'm just ready for her to be freed because I'm like, it's really putting a damper on my summer. I'm like, just free her.
Yeah. And her dad.
Her dad.
I'm like, okay. So like, I would be fully on his side or not on his side. I would understand him a little bit more if he was like, Brittany, I hear you. I see you. I will remove myself from the conservatorship, but I still think you need to be in one.
Right.
As opposed to she's mentally ill. Da, 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 da. I'm still in control. X, Y, and it's like, why do you have to be in control? You, sir, are an adult. She is your daughter. It is her choice to take care of you. It is not your choice to put a hold on her and then take her fucking money.
Yeah. She's almost 40.
It's sick.
It's crazy because it's like, It's very like 21st century Mama Rose, you know what I mean? Where it's just like that classic like Hollywood, like Brittany Murphy's mom did it. I'm trying to think Dina Lohan, like, you know.
Brittany Murphy was in a conservatorship? No, but her mom was just like,
not a conservatorship. It's like those moms who just those parents who are just like, hey.
Mm-hmm.
This is my kid, you know, and you're like, why are you in charge? Like, why do you want to be famous? No, your kid is the one with the talent. You don't get to be famous by association. You're not, you know, Tina Knowles acknowledges that her daughter is Beyonce, but she lets Beyonce be Beyonce. She's not like, I'm Tina Knowles. I did that. You know, Tina lets Beyonce be Beyonce. But it's just weird when Britney's dad is just like, usually it's a mom kind of a thing, right? Too.
Yeah. But I mean, I think Britney's mom, I don't mean, she's not doing shit either. She's just standing there letting this man do whatever. This whole fucking family is just letting this man do whatever the fuck he wants, which to me is fully insane.
I'm like, where is the mom to be like, this is not okay. This is my daughter.
Uh-huh. Also, I think Britney's kids were like, yeah, he's a dick. And I was like, well, okay. I think they also said something not so great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
On an Instagram live. And like, he like straight up like hit him too. Like he was like, yeah, my grandpa hit me. And I'm like, oh God.
My God. This whole situation is so fucking scary and shady and I fucking hate it.
And then Jamie Lynn gets up on stage and starts singing her songs to her sister.
Wait, was that this year?
No, it was like a couple years ago. Something like that. It was like some at like the Billboard or AMAs or something like that where she's like, keep on dancing till the world ends. And Britney's in the audience like, what the fuck is going on here? It's crazy, man.
Weird. The whole situation is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, we've come to the end.
Oh, this has been a magical treat.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Of course, of course, of course. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And if you... God, what does it say? Sorry. Okay, if you like this episode of Why Won't You Jamie, you can like, you can rate it, you can subscribe. And if you write me something nasty, I will read it. I was trying to find... Usually I have these like at the ready, but today... Oh, wait, I forgot to ask you. Would you date me?
Oh, yeah, for sure, in a heartbeat.
I love it. What a treat.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Would you date me?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah, let's do it. We got a summer... Let's summer romance.
Yes, This is it. This is my summer romance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nasty message for podcast. The night will start with me and my non-binary partner wining and dining you at a fancy steakhouse. We will then return to a comfort inn. Why are we going to a fancy steakhouse and then a shitty hotel?
Well, they're paying money on the food. Yeah,
I guess. And funnel lemon curd into your pussy. Ugh.
Oh my God.
Then we'll suck it out of you and you can suck it out of our foreskin. Oh, no.
God.
We will then chew 4 boxes of graham crackers, oh my God, and spit them out on you. We will then sprinkle you with icing sugar and eat you like a lemon bar. Love you. You don't love me. You don't love me.
I heard lemon curd and foreskin, and I was like, I think I'm good.
I think I got to check out from this. Well, that's it for this episode. Bye-bye. That's it for Why Won't You Date Me with me, Nicole Byer. Why Won't You Date Me is produced and engineered by, the sweetest woman I know, Marissa Melnick. It is executive produced by other wonderful people, Adam Sachs, Joanna Solo-Taroff, and Jeff Ross. Thanks for listening. I love you. Thank you so much. We'll be seeing you next Friday with a brand new episode. What a treat. What a dream.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.